And now U.S. President Donald Trump's far-right chief strategist Steve Bannon is leaving his post. White House spokesman said that Trump's chief of staff John Kelly and Bannon have mutually agreed on the departure of the top advisor. Some media reports say that Trump has fired the controversial figure, while others suggest that Bannon himself submitted his resignation. The ouster comes as Trump faces increasing pressure over his handling of last week's deadly clashes between white nationalists and anti-fascists in Virginia. The president has reportedly been under pressure from moderate Republicans to fire Bannon, who critics describe as a white supremacist. And Bannon follows a long list of government officials to part ways with the U.S. president. We're joined now out of Seattle, Washington, by Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Hello, Mr. Silverstein. Nice to have you back on the program. Now, many people say that 3 weeks ago when Trump fired Reince Priebus, his chief of staff, that he wanted to get rid of Bannon at the same time. But, I mean, Priebus, a very, well-seasoned insider with the Republicans, which Trump really didn't want to lose. Now he's losing Bannon, and along with Bannon, a huge support base of the far right. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that this has been a long time in coming, and my interpretation is that John Kelly, the chief of staff, has wanted to get rid of Bannon since he started in his role as chief of staff a few weeks ago. And an interview that Bannon gave a few days ago to a liberal American publication, in which he basically said that the U.S. has no military strategy to combat North Korea, and basically said that we lose in any military confrontation with North Korea, really sealed his fate. John Kelly is a general, and he doesn't like people going off the common line that the administration is taking about North Korea. So I think that Bannon probably delivered a provocative interview like that, assuming that he would get fired, because he's probably been ready to leave himself. But it does leave many ideologues and demagogues still in the administration. We have Stephen Miller, and we have Sebastian Gorka, who is a Hungarian neo-Nazi who is in the administration still. So they have only cleaned a house of one prominent figure. There are still many others. And of course, you've got Donald Trump himself, who still harbors the same ideological views as Steve Bannon. So there's no way to really root out this kind of toxic mix of right-wing neo-Nazi ideology because you've got it right at the top.
But your thoughts on all this purging of Scaramucci, Priebus, of Bannon, I mean, are these impediments that are keeping the U.S. president from achieving his objectives as far as policy goes, or is Trump's worst nightmare, and is he his own impediment?
Yes, I think that Trump is his own impediment, and I think that there is no way that he can eliminate this kind of toxic waste that's in the administration, because he's the source of it all. So there has been a constant stream of people leaving, and there will be in the future. He's also a very difficult boss to please. So even people who start out as his allies and close friends end up leaving because he's very quick-tempered and easy to rile up. So his presidency is a disaster, and I think many of us are waiting for the special counsel's investigation to end and hoping that we're going to end up with an impeachment or some kind of forced resignation. But that clearly isn't going to happen in the next day or so. So it will happen hopefully over the next weeks and months. The die is on the wall here. This administration is a disaster for internally for the United States and externally in terms of its relationship with the world. And I don't think that it can last through 4 years. At least that's my hope.
And he's had a historic unpopularity as a U.S. president in his first few months in office, but he had retained to some extent, you know, some supporters, and Bannon represents a big chunk of that block. How will this impact his popularity now?
It's going to be very interesting, because Bannon isn't going to go back to running the right-wing news site Breitbart that he started, or that he inherited from the original owner of the site. So Breitbart is probably, I would imagine, going to become an arch enemy of the Trump administration now. It will be interesting to see this play out because Trump relied on this far-right constituency to bring him into office, and now he's created a split with the leader of that particular niche. And so we'll have to see what happens. But I think this indicates that slowly but surely, all of Trump's support is peeling away. As you said, he's down to support in the low 30s, which is really unprecedented. No American president has had this little support this early in an administration. And I think he can only go down from here.
Interesting. Thank you for your input there and for joining us out of Seattle, Washington, Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator.